We're going to take two more questions. I'm going to take you first, Peter, and then we'll come back to you, Bill.
I know the IFF study that was recently commissioned said, I think it was 38 schools were possibly going to be closed and maybe turned into charters. Where does that fit into the plan?
Well, let me start. We will be back at you in a matter of weeks to talk about the closing of schools. You know, and I've said it at every one of these budget town hall meetings, and I hope people are listening. What we have is unsustainable. We now have 76,000 students in public education in the city. We have 77,000. We have 46,000 in D.C. public schools, 31,000 in charters. When you put all the buildings together, when you put the D.C. public school buildings together with the charters, we now have about 220 buildings. Just do the math on that. It's not sustainable. And what's interesting is that virtually every town budget town hall meeting we've conducted, somebody will stand up and talk about the ancillary services that they would like to see in schools. There's no way to do that because the dollars just simply aren't there. We are going to have to consolidate the number of schools that we educate our children in the District of Columbia, and ultimately it will redound to the benefit of every child and every family in this city. People have very nostalgic, emotional ties to schools in the city. I'm a product of the D.C. public schools. And so I think fondly, too, of the schools that I went to. But I think even more fondly of what is important now, and that is, what are we going to do for the children who are yet to go through our schools and hopefully will go through our schools? So while we're not prepared today to talk precisely about how we're going to do that, it is right in the middle of the radar screen, and we'll be back in a few weeks with how we're going to accomplish that.
Can I just add to that? So I don't want us to think about this just in terms of school closings. I really want us to think about this in terms of right-sizing the district because, as the mayor said, we do have too many programs in too many buildings, but we also haven't changed boundaries in 30 or 40 years. We haven't looked at feeder patterns and how those actually exacerbate issues of under-enrollment that then lead us to want to close a school. We haven't looked at new programmatic priorities that we can situate inside buildings that are currently underused. And so what we want to sort of deal with the whole enchilada together. How do we create the right system of schools that are the right size so that we're able to offer a full complement of academic services across the board? That we'll be able to really then, when we have the right economies, we can plow our savings into things like extended school day and extended school year, because if that's where we're going to need to recoup the funds from somewhere. Right now, we're spreading our resources way too thin. And so we will be out over the late spring and throughout the summer working on a community engagement process around how we do that. That's informed by the IFF study. That's informed by some other studies that we have going on, so that we're not first tackling the IFF question, then tackling the boundary question, then feeders, then closures. It is one part and parcel, I think, of one initiative to make the right set of decisions around school size.
Quick follow-up question. Are you sensitive to the concern that certain parts of the city bear the brunt of school closures more than others, wards 5, 7, and 8, versus, say, wards 2 and 3?
Yes, I think we're absolutely sensitive to that. We also have to look at the numbers and where our young people are going to school. I think part of us building new schools in Ward 5 is because the reason why some of our other middle schools are overcrowded is because there aren't real options. So this is what I mean when I say we have to look at the whole enchilada, right? We could talk about building a new middle school in Ward 3, or we could talk about building the appropriate middle school capacity in the wards where there is none to ensure that we have the right number of students.
I think, too, if you look at the high schools, Peter, we have three traditional public high schools east of the river, and we've made huge investments in each of those. One, H.D. Woodson, has been completely rebuilt. A huge renovation modernization effort has been made at Anacostia that is now winding down, and we've made the commitment to completely rebuild Ballou High School. The planning is well afoot, and construction will start as soon as we possibly can. So there certainly is sensitivity to it, and the recognition that we have a very large percentage of our kids who live east of the river in the city. Bill, you're going to get the last question.
Washington Post education reporter Bill Turk followed up with a question from Mayor Gray and Chancellor Henderson on why the Inspector General has taken so long to issue a report on DCPS's possible cheating scandal.
Well, again, the IG does these things at the IG's pace. The IG is obviously independent. We work closely with the IG. We've tried to cooperate in every possible way. And I think we actually have, we talked about this last week in terms of where we are with this, and I'll ask the Chancellor to share some of her, some of her findings about the quote-unquote extent of cheating.
Sure. I met with the IG maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago now, and they indicated to me that they are wrapping up their investigation. And so while I don't have an actual time frame, that was much more information than we've previously had. So I expect that we should see some results very soon.
All right, the Chancellor has her budget hearing today, so she has got to go. And, again, this is an exciting time. And what I think is very exciting about this, too, is that what we have are things that are measurable. And we will certainly be measuring those. And I don't think you have any – the people who are at the helm of this have the fervor, the commitment, and not to sound saccharine or syrupy, it's in their hearts. And it starts right there with that Chancellor. Thank you, Chancellor. Just to share some information as we wind down on this piece of it, so that you all have some basis for comparison. As I indicated, we have 76,000 students and about 220 school buildings in which our students are educated. Prince George's County Schools has 198 schools, but they have 127,000 students. Montgomery County Public Schools has 200 schools. 144,000 students. Fairfax County, 194 schools, 177,600 students. And Arlington Public Schools has 37 schools and 21,000 students. So I think you can look at those ratios and walk away pretty quickly by doing the math and see that what we have are is a very large number of schools for a relatively small number of students by comparison to the surrounding jurisdictions. Yes?
In a follow-up question by another reporter, Mayor Gray was asked if he had a timetable for carrying out his planned school closures.
I think we don't have a timetable yet. We'll roll that out when we get there. But I think also we have a sense of urgency about this, and that is we would rather invest these dollars in activities that will benefit the improved outcomes for our children rather than spending so much money now on what we call fixed costs, and that is running X number of buildings and, you know, having to continue to modernize buildings that may not be in the use, you know, somewhere down the line. So we don't have a timetable yet, but we also have a sense of urgency about getting to that in a responsible way.